I think Hart's going to be all right. He's worried still about the congressman, but he's willing to go along. We can make a good record here and do it. That's their, all of those fellows are taking that. I mean, some of them go along anyhow, Mr. President. What they're anxious to do is to have us make as good a positive record as we can. I spent quite a while talking to Pearson.
How'd you get along with him?
I think pretty well. I told him some things he didn't know and about things that got Coleman done. I asked him. I went into the... We have awfully good statements we've done. As I told you, we had a group working through newspaper files and so forth. We've got an awful lot of good material out of the past on this. Some that's, you know, some statements made in campaigns that are unfortunate. They're in campaigns. And we've got...
Did you get him off that personal stuff? That being my personal appointee? A personal
Pearson?
Friend?
Oh, yeah. I did, yes, sir. And I did that publicly today, too. I said I recommended it in the strongest terms to
you.
After 20 months of trying to find the very best person we could. And I'm contemplating...
Well, now, what does he say? Why is he all lobbying and heated up and running around up there? Does he give you any excuse to see him personally or talk to him on the phone?
I talked to him on the phone, and I asked him to come down here and look at our through our files if he wanted to. And he said that he would, but he did not show up. And he'd get out tomorrow. I told him this was that he was completely wrong on that. That was whether you know what you'd known about Governor Coleman or not known was quite irrelevant. We made the recommendation that I recommended in the Strawbridge term. And I told him why, and I went through you know, half a dozen or more favorable items, such as the fact that he refused to support Faubus in Little Rock. When he was governor, he did not do this. Statements in 1958 and that he did not approve of the decision of the Supreme Court, Brown case, but it was the law of the land, it had to be obeyed. Columns by Ralph McGill praising him. I told him about how the judges felt about it. He disputed wisdom, but gee, I've got he had it only secondhand.
Proper to get him to call him?
I don't think there's anything wrong with
him. I think somebody ought to call him and tell him that he's quoting him, and he ought to call him and tell him that this is the best we can do, and we think we've got two good men, and we've had, we're told that, and they ought to stop him and tell him to quit quoting him, and he feels that like Tuttle does. Can't you do that? Get somebody to go talk to him. Just tell him to call him confidentially. Tell him he's an error on that. Anything from Mitchell?
I haven't heard on that. I did not talk to Clarence Mitchell. I asked Dick Goodwin to call Roy Wilkins. He was the last person to speak to Roy. And I have not heard back from him. Ramsey was following him. I'm going to meet tomorrow morning with a group of these liberal senators and go through a bunch of this material. Tactics. Doing this, I'm a little concerned about speeding up the hearings. Coleman's still in a fair amount of pain down there, and I don't know just when these hearings ought to be scheduled. There's a question in my mind as to whether they ought to be scheduled at the same time the House is debating the voting. I'm still inclined to say, let's get it done, get it over.
Quicker, better. They'll build it up. They'll petition. They'll raise uncharted hell. Today's Wednesday. You couldn't have it done Friday.
Well, I don't think Coleman's really in shape to do it Friday. And Eastland feels that he made a commitment to take it over left of the 4th.
Oh, yeah. Who did he make that to?
Well, he feels that that he stated this to other members of the committee. Little reluctant. I don't want to do it. I think it's wrong, Mr. President, to do it in the way it looks as though you're sneaking it through.
Oh, of course it is.
And,
you don't want to do that at all, but
the problem with scheduling for Friday is that I don't know that Governor Coleman would be in shape to do it Friday. And a lot of the senators are leaving town.
Okay, then we'll just have to write it out
next week. Run it next week sometime.
Well, he ought to announce, though, before he leaves, it's going to be next Tuesday. They're coming back Tuesday. Announce it be next Tuesday, and Wednesday at the latest, because you don't like
it. He built it.
He said, well. You about ready to quit work? You got a dinner date?
When you want me to.
Do you got a dinner date?
Yeah, I'm going out to dinner later.
Oh, I'm going to ask you to ride, get your wife and ride down the river with me. We'll do it somewhere tonight.
Oh, no, yeah. She said that we're going to dinner with Danny.
Oh, yeah, and they wanted me to bring him by here and have a picture made. Tell him that I missed him this afternoon. Ms. Johnson asked me to receive him, and I missed him. And if he's going to be here tomorrow, I'd like him to drop in.
All right, I'm coming.
And I'm sorry, and I'll see you later.
Yeah.